The State Justice Department has handed out another $2.5 million gained from a multi-state price-fixing lawsuit against European vitamin manufacturers. The largest grant, $1.9 million, will go to America's Second Harvest of Wisconsin, which distributes food to food pantries and other sites. Second Harvest President and CEO Bonnie Bell-Humer says she plans to use the money to serve as many as 30,000 boxes of dry food to at least 4,000 senior citizens and pregnant women in targeted areas throughout Wisconsin. Bell-Humer says helping low-income pregnant women get the right kind of food can reduce the number of low birth weight babies.
So we really want to help that pregnant woman for the full time that she's pregnant, as well as 4 months after she's given birth, so we can ensure there's a nutritious supplement to her diet for that entire time.
Also getting a check for about $150,000 will be the 16th Street Community Health Center in Milwaukee. The site is one of several health clinics expecting to lose some funding under the governor's budget repair bill. Lita Panfil is chief operating officer of the Milwaukee clinic. She says the new grant will help provide nutrition information to people with diabetes, HIV, and other health problems.
Our state dollars did fund our nutritionist and our nutrition program, which went away, so this will be great.
Democratic Attorney General James Doyle has been handing out the vitamin settlement grants during a series of news conferences that have drawn varying levels of media attention. Doyle says if he wins the race for governor, the state would do a better job of preventing health problems. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.